This is Ozarks at Large. Voters in Arkansas can begin casting ballots today for the 2016 general election. Generally, the process is fairly simple, but there is a chance some voters may be told they're not supposed to cast a ballot. Ozarks at Large's Elise Holman has more.
Voting is a fundamental right that is guaranteed by the United States Constitution. But like any other right, it's not without regulations, and it can still be threatened. Dr. Janine Perry, political science professor at the University of Arkansas and director of the Arkansas Poll, says that throughout U.S. history, voting rights have been expanded and restricted based on social climate. Following voter registration expansions in the 1990s, like the ability to register to vote while you also get your driver's license, Perry says in recent years, there's been a shift to greater restrictions on voting rights. Dr. Perry explains that these restrictions can be thought of as costs to voters.
The way political scientists have thought for decades about voting and who participates and who doesn't, as we think about it as what it costs people. And we don't generally mean literally in terms of money, although it can have that effect for some individuals in some circumstances. But it can be information cost. You know, where do they find information? What location do they have to get to? Are there big amounts of time where they can participate, or are there small windows of time? And essentially we find that the higher the costs, the lower the participation, particularly among those who are the least connected to the system. So people who are poor, people who are young, people who are elderly, and traditionally women, at least older women. So all of those groups, people with less education, all of those groups tend to be disproportionately impacted when we increase voter costs. They also tend to be disproportionately impacted in a positive in the other direction when we decrease the cost of voting or the cost of participation.
In response to rhetoric about voting fraud, several state legislatures have enacted voter ID laws. Requiring voters to show photo IDs to vote on Election Day is an example of an increased cost of voting.
If you were to talk to any scholar of elections, you would find very few to zero examples of the kind of fraud that's used in the rhetoric. That doesn't mean the people who are saying it don't believe it. It's just to say that a lot of independent observers and experts have said we just can't find examples of this, and certainly not to the degree that merits what we see on the other side, which is, you know, people being disenfranchised.
Chris Burks, general counsel for the Democratic Party in Arkansas, believes that voter ID laws are a threat to voting rights and our democracy. Burks says that voter ID laws were a problem for Arkansas before the Arkansas Supreme Court found them unconstitutional.
In the last couple election cycles in Arkansas, like many southern states, you've seen the legislature take action to, you know, protect so-called voter integrity. So we had a voter ID bill here that the Arkansas Supreme Court declared unconstitutional. And as a result, you know, some people with political agendas have taken other measures to sort of limit and narrow voting rights. Certainly have been deliberately different, you know, as regards to protecting voting rights. So as a result of that, there's been a major error in the voter registration system in this election cycle. So you had over 7,000 people were sent letters informing them they were not eligible to vote, when in fact many, if not most, of those people were eligible to vote.
But Burke says there's an even greater threat to voting rights in Arkansas that could impact up to 60,000 Arkansans during this election cycle.
So the interstate voter cross-check system is a part of a federal system that's normal and lawful, that applies when someone, say, that moved from Arkansas to, say, Nashville, Tennessee, and registered to vote in Nashville, Tennessee, then this system will communicate back to Arkansas and show that this person has registered in Nashville and will no longer be registered, you know, will be flagged in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Problems arise, though, when you administer this system. You have to administer it properly. So if your name is, say, Bob Jones, and you moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and registered to vote there, then you would think that Bob Jones would be flagged in Arkansas. But what has happened is you would have someone, Robert Jones, may be flagged in Fayetteville, Arkansas, or, you know, even Tim Jones may be flagged in Fayetteville, Arkansas. There's a lot of errors in the system because they're different about how they're administering it.
Burke says that if you are flagged, you are not notified. So to avoid facing a hassle at your polling place, or perhaps even being turned away, you should contact your county clerk and ask if you've been flagged. especially if you have moved within the last 2 years. But if you show up at the polls on Election Day and you have been flagged, Perry says do not be easily turned away. Request a challenged ballot.
And you could say, I would still like to cast a ballot, and then once my voter status is verified, you know, I would like for it to be counted. And that's exactly what happens. They don't get a lot of that type of activity, but it's something that if you know, you can ask.
And both Burks and Perry recommend that if you have any interests or concerns about voter reform, whether that be increasing or decreasing voter registration requirements, call your local state legislator to let them know how you feel. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Elise Holman.
Elise Holman is a third-year law student at the University of Arkansas. She's providing us a series of reports this fall about legal matters. And later on this edition of Ozarks, how a graduate of the University of Arkansas School of Law made a mark in the Arkansas music business. We'll learn about HTS Records in about 16 minutes.